Hello and welcome to the Endless Honeymoon Podcast. It's another secret dump coming at your face.
Coming in your face.
Natasha, working blue tonight, I see. Wow, that was exciting. Hey, I have a question submitted by one of our listeners. Is ogling / objectifying other people's bodies disrespectful when you're in a relationship? Well, Tosh, what do you think?
Ogling and objectifying in general are probably not great.
No, I'm saying like a woman walks by me. I think this is what this person's asking. A woman walks by me. She got a thang on her, right? Mm-hmm. She got dumps in like a truck. That's like, what? And I'm like, damn, as she walks by to you. I might go like, damn, check out the pooper on her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is that disrespectful to you?
It depends on our relationship around it. If I think it's funny and we have that kind of sense of humor, then no.
Yeah, I'm saying inherently, should a couple be down with looking at the beautiful things that walk by them when it comes to other people?
I think it's totally individual.
I couldn't be with a woman that wouldn't let me go like, damn, look, thick alert, you know?
Right, but maybe... You might be with someone who has issues with people.
With thick people?
I don't know. Or people calling her out at some point. Or I don't know. So,
I mean, I feel like if
maybe she was ogled and it was like painful. So sure, the fact that you would do it would make her uncomfortable, even though you guys are in love and, you know, have so much in common in all these other ways. Will you please go with her now? No, I'm just kidding.
I get that you're doing like a moral relativism thing. I'm just saying, like, is it an inherently, this is, I think, the question, is it an inherently disrespectful act to stare at another woman or man in a, you know, like, wow, that person's hot kind of way?
I don't.
When you're with your partner.
Like, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think having an inside joke about like your body type that you like is one thing. But like if I was like hanging out with you at a wedding and you were just like completely staring at another girl like the whole time we were talking, I would totally be like, different. Hello.
But that's totally different. This person's just asking if, you know, if objectifying and, I mean, listen, objectifying people to their face and objectifying in general, okay, probably not great just in terms of being a good evolved person. But if you can't do it with your partner, who can you do it with? That's like private time. That, like, for example, Natasha has this thing whenever a guy walks by with thick, ropey veins. She's always like, ooh, look at those thick, ropey veins. She's always like, those look like the kind of veins that could take 10 to 20 years of sustained intravenous drug use. I likey. You always say that.
I think what you're basically trying to say is that you want me to agree with you that ogling and objectifying other women while you're in a relationship is okay.
I think it is okay, but I kind of agree with your point, which is that it's not okay if you're with a person that... for whom that makes them incredibly
uncomfortable,
insecure. Sure, but if your partner looking at another hot person makes you insecure, I think you got to work on yourself. You got to work, get your confidence up.
Yeah, Mosh. You know, I was thinking, why don't we just let those people do whatever they want and take some secrets?
Well, sure, and I'm down with that. Except that the format of the show is that we take advice. Requests from our listeners, so it's kind of our business model to not mind our own business.
Oh, okay. But we are going to listen to some secrets,
right? Yeah, okay, we can listen to some secrets.
Hi, Tosh. Hi, Mosh. Big fan, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm calling with a secret. I went with my fiancé to visit his family a while back in Colorado. And kind of got some weird vibes from his dad. His dad and his mom were separated, and his dad, his mom remarried. And I was getting bad vibes from his dad, from his biological dad. And I couldn't place my finger on it, but weirdly, I was getting my gaydar started, kind of activating. And I don't know if that
flare up.
I kind of was feeling something, and I put it aside, and I'm like, oh, I'm just too, I'm too San Franciscan, and I need to put this away because we're in Colorado. And then I hung out with his mom. And when his mom and I had a chance to be alone, the first question that came out of her mouth was, "So since you've spent time with his dad, do you also think he's gay?" Like out of nowhere, unprompted. And my jaw dropped. And it didn't make any sense. And I also confessed to her that I felt like I was kind of vibing something. And I don't know how accurate my vibes were. But then her reasons were definitely not the best of reasons. But she was the one that was married to that man for an X amount of time. But she had some kind of inclination. And we both told each other. Oh, she told me and requested that to not bring it up to my fiance. So, yeah, that's my secret. So I've been holding on to that between his mom and I and you guys now. So... all right, thanks.
If your mom told me to never tell you something, I would definitely tell you.
Oh, just by virtue of her saying it?
I don't want to have like a private secret that is not like with my husband's family that I can't tell him about.
Wow.
That just sounds like marrying into a very dramatic family.
That it's a little close to home for me, to be honest. No, because, and I guess I need to come clean with you, your mom actually asked me to keep a secret from you.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Wow, this is a lot, but I guess she loves me more than you. I mean, I don't know.
I understand.
To be honest, it made me uncomfortable, but she said she loves her little gay son, and she was talking about me.
That's cute.
She said her gaydar went off when she first saw me, and what is gaydar, by the way? I mean, it's like, are straight people even allowed to have to... Isn't gaydar top secret technology for straight people? I feel like what is gaydar?
Were the parents in this situation, they were married?
No, they're divorced.
Okay,
seems like, yeah. But you know what, hey,
the mom just seems pretty like apt to manipulate, so I would just watch out for her a little bit.
Yeah. And honestly, also you're gonna want to watch out for the dad, because he gonna steal your man, you know. He will. Well, okay, maybe not, but you don't know. I mean, everybody's a different kind of freak. Should we hear another secret?
Sure.
Okay, this is probably a pretty boring secret, but I'm hopelessly in love with someone I sort of briefly dated, but I've convinced him that we're just friends. But I helped him move yesterday. This is how desperate I am. I helped a man move just to get information about whether or not he's dating other people. It's pathetic and sad. But I did it. And then I laid in his bed so it would smell like me. Bye.
Wait, why can't they get something together?
I don't get it. What, she convinced him that they're just friends? I mean, unconvince him. You know what's a really good unconvincer that you're just friends with somebody? PP. Pussy pick. Just pop a pussy pic, a triple P. No, don't do that. But I'm saying, like, if she's the one that convinced them that they were just friends, wouldn't it be rather easy to be like, you know what? Actually, not just friends.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just think if you're really that after this person, you know, switch the vibe up a little bit.
Do not tell him, by the way, that you laid in his bed so that his scent could permeate your clothing. Because... that's kind of a deal breaker for me. That's on some Sharon Stone boiled bunny shit.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone or is that Glenn Close? That's Glenn Close. I was, you know, doing the classic thing of Basic Instinct and Fatal Attraction mixing. Classic.
Okay, well, let's hear another secret.
Hey, Tosh. Hey, Mosh. Huge fan of the show. Love you both. I think you guys are hilarious. I saw you guys when you came down here to Miami. To the Miami Improv Club. That was really, really fun. Anyway, I have a secret. Well, actually, I have a couple secrets. I have probably like five. But my first secret. So my brother has this girlfriend, and I hate her. I cannot stand her. Oh, my gosh, she's so annoying. So she is severely allergic to cats. I have two of them. So whenever she's going to come over or they're going to come over, I purposely... get my cats and I brush them very, very intensely, I guess. And I make them shed a lot, make them shed everywhere. So when she comes into the home, into my house, I'm sorry, she is sneezing, coughing, eyes water. She's having a complete and total fit. And I'm like, oh man, it must be the cats. I'm so sorry. But I'm secretly waging biological warfare on her. And yeah, that's my secret. Well, one of them. But yeah, anyway, bye.
Call us back, by the way, and leave the rest of them, because you seem like you got some darkness that we want to explore.
I'm with it. I think that's funny. And I am also allergic to cats. And like, that would definitely make me have to leave somewhere very early. Like, I could stay for like 30 minutes.
I love the idea that the cat is having a mildly unpleasant time as a result of this person's petty War of the Roses with his brother's girlfriend. And the cat's like, all right, master, like, that's enough. Like, enough combing, please. And he's like, no, sister-in-law must experience the dander. Oh, what a tangled web of pettiness we weave as people. I love these revenge secrets. There's so many. Have you ever taken revenge on anybody for anything?
Not that I can think of. Honestly, today I was trying to think of a secret, and the only one I could think of was that I drink the grapefruit juice out of the bottle.
Wow, Natasha. That's crazy. That kind of makes me rethink our whole thing, you know? What darkness? I mean, come back to me when you lived a little.
But I'm sure I've given it to someone at some point.
You're saying you drink it and then give it to guests.
Well, I haven't had guests in 2 years, but maybe this started at the beginning of the pandemic, but it's definitely how I drink juice.
Well, Natasha, I'm going to stay with you despite that. Because not only is that not a really a dark thing, but I can't get enough of you. You know why?
Why?
I just love you.
I love you too.